Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it hot. The grass is greener on the other side.
I said the grass never greener on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna vibe. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head. What? I said the grass never green on the other side. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head. Ain't shit. Always spitting better, better than my last verse. If I hit it from the back, I make that ass hurt. I know life is a bitch, so I bagged her. It's Mr. Vol, you flush, put a mad work. Beef was smoky to bed. I'm burning mad trees. Can't stop me, niggas behind me. Like my ass cheese. Say, snog, I'm ball. Just like an athlete, and I'm gon' fuck all you pussies into your ass. Squeeze. Greenleaf is in a building. The Mafia's in a building. Ace Station, favorite villain. Your villain, cause I be killing. I kill them, cause thus they get them. I get them, and I reveal them. Feeling is I'm a villain. They feel them, but they ain't feel them. Know me. I'm an all star nigga. Kobe and a nigga OG. About my red like baloney, icy like snowy. I remember was only me and my homies, and we had to get the Dobie Roadie. I could get a lot, but I ain't get enough. Nah. Not in the dead meat, but I could get a buck. My team is all I got, I never give it up.
Give it up.
Make it to the top, and we gon' live it up. I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna rock. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head.
Thought I was never gonna make it, huh? Tell the truth, you the hater, ass bitch. I wrote this just for you. See, it's chicken heads, snitches, and bitches of your caliber. You'll never be a duchess, you don't know the fuck how to. I speak in terms of royalty, not talking tobacco. 2 minute warning, watch the angle I tackle. You wasting your time, praying on my downfall. I came out the womb winning. I'm designed to ball, bitch. Shit out of luck, Dutch stepped the game up. Thank you for the fame bump. I got the green leaf touch, had to turn the movement up a little louder, learn the ladies' grip. Now I'm about to build a tower, huh? I keep it militant, respect, money, power. You keep worrying on how to move downward. I choose not to fuck with lions, with the hearts of cowards. They got the game.
You already welcome to the world of green. We getting bread like today is Friday, TGIF. Yeah, we normally don't know what days it is, and we don't work at it right
now. Yo, Duchess, let me get those. Buddha, Black, you on our neck.
My nigga Ace,
Police, baby.
Mark.
Introducing the killer from the villa. Two carved in his chin, let the games begin. Born killer, born winner, born, not Jason, but born with supremacy. My blood is royalty when blood is called for blood count. If one of my niggas down, take blood now. See how that works? I blood on you hounds. Take with my team from the zoo to boogie down. Make me mad, get rude on you clowns. Easy pants, take root in your town. Ask about me, then the rule starts now. When that blood that I mentioned, so woo on you clowns. Call touches, tell her bring duchess. Toast to the fifth ace, yeah, we in this bitch. 40 cal on the come up, getting blamed for this shit. Judge, it wasn't I was lazy with a trick. I'm a ball,
can't stop my focus.
I hope these niggas listen. All this shot is the wild ass. I really don't give a fuck about these niggas, man. Well, that's my law. Real. Say how you wanna. I don't give a fuck, do these niggas greasy. No, you can't see me, even if I was on TV. Still on that bullshit, nigga, see me when you see me. But cheese on the beef, turning it to baked CDs. Paper and pens, now this ghost got a Ouija. Chuckle like Heezy, nigga coming like a pee-pee. Sutting up my sleeve, made a wish for a genie. Loud on deck, some lungs back like Addie BC. CEO, but don't mess with the president. One morning, and turn your flesh to
with gelatin. Rookie in the game, but the flow's like a better way. You spot all tall, more mouth than a pelican. But something in your mug, not talk about coffee. Mom's bullying the streets, yeah, I'm so bossy. Haters trying to floss me, then they try to cross me. Time to fuck the world like we gon' have an OG.
Can't stop my focus.
Some Rosa Parks shit, talking sin in the back. Well, it's too late for that now, I'm here to stay. If you ain't heading to the top, then you ain't going my way. I made it green leaf, everything, did it my way. I'm heavy in these streets, about getting bread all day. I don't know why they so mad, came in the game leaking. Other bitches, no chance, as long as I'm speaking. About to be a fucking problem, Dutch ain't eating. Home maniac alert, and the bell keep beeping. Hottest bitch in the room, y'all niggas keep sleeping. While slowly to the top, I'ma keep creeping. It's no more talking, only action and results. My fucking intelligence, they trying to insult. Dutch, you keep it gutter, never candy coated. When I'm nice and disgusting, I've been promoted.
Can't stop my focus, homie. Homies, guess got nothing. Homie, can't stop, cause I'm coming from my spot. So why block? I'm not doing reason. Cry box. Can't stop my focus, homie. Homies, guess got nothing. Homie, can't stop, cause I'm coming from my spot. So why block? I'm not doing reason. Cry box. Cry box.
Poverty and wealth exist so closely to one another as in New York City. Even from the darkest corners of Brooklyn, one need only look up and across the East River to see the great temples of Wall Street wealth looming over the night. Since the birth of the city, New York's poorest residents, whether Irish, Jewish, Black, or Puerto Rican, have made their own gold from the streets of the city. Sometimes the elements of crime were needed to harvest the gold.
New York,
stand out,
baby.
All of Queens is shut. Brooklyn, Staten Island, get the staining up.
You
I keep the handkerchief fitted on every city I touch. They be smiling hard, cause they know what's up. When the judge in the building, you can smell New York. I'm always representing like I wear the torch. Big city of life, where they make the most. Respect our bridge if you come in the coast. You came to play, you can end up devoted. Cause New York bitches ain't nothing to fuck with. We independent, we ain't our own fame. Start our own businesses, brand our own names. And we don't fuck with out of town. Excuse me, I don't know you only fuck with mainstream. And underground cats try to get that green.
Everything
around us.
Let me introduce you.
Yeah.
Boogie down, hold the crown, watch the kid maneuver.
Go.
Super Mario in the game, and y'all Koopa Troopers.
Little nigga.
Oh, the beat burning like a Chuka Hookah. You know the deal. The way I attach the track, make cats pass the gap. Gonna have to grab a mat just cause I have to rap.
Story.
Can't keep up with my boss who asked me that.
Story.
Don't wanna go to sleep, take your ass to that. Mistress, I think we got a mad smoke style when they say, yeah. And we gon' pass to the track with Wu Tang. Keep like in a bag, like thongs and G-strings. Be up in their ass.
Woo!
You can't stay real soft, like hope they real soft. She don't like tangerines, and she ain't get pills,
nasty.
Dog.
You paying attention,
you paying your bills, dog. On top of the charts, where I'm facing the billboard.
Yeah.
Billboard.
Yeah. New York rap, tell them other niggas to fall back.
Fall
we
back.
Off that.
Real hip-hop, I support
real
that.
Across
my almanac, niggas don't know how to act. Style wild, smacking your mama with a thousand stacks.
Bitch.
I sit sick with the wickedest bond. Fuck the world if I die. With my dick in the dirt.
Word.
This is the rhyme built for this different design.
Yeah.
You can die from the truth if you live in a lie.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving a line quotable. Reading through the overview.
Yeah.
He's no speaker. Just the most notable.
Me.
God with the bars. So I'm always over you.
Faggot.
Broke shit and I'm splitting the spit box.
Yeah.
With no shoes on, you can move on. The kick box. Fags and swag is the element of hip hop.
Nope. Just the mecca. The alpha and omega.
Beginning and the ending. You niggas better remember. New York.
New York.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, son, shit is going down. Real shit over here, man. Mafia Elite, G3MG. You already know, man. Brooklyn, PX shit. The whole fucking NYC. You heard Five Borough, thorough, nigga. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm really proud of everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate that. We appreciate that over here. It's loud on deck. How you feeling tonight, my twin?
Good. Well rested. Well rested. And I feel like getting it in. It's Friday. I didn't even know it was Friday. Like, it's crazy when, you know you're at a different level when you don't even know what fucking day of the week it is outside. I went out just for a moment today, and I heard people saying, have a good weekend. I was like, good weekend. Today, Monday? Today is Friday. Friday. So, shout out to everybody who had a long week and, was ready for the weekend. And, you know, some people don't, you know, they don't get days off during the week. They don't get off until the weekend. So I'm happy for everybody who has the weekend off. I used to love Saturday and Sunday. What's
good for those people? I want to say one
I want to say this right before I bring in my client. I can't stand stuttering ass niggas, B. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stuttering ass niggas, B. Like, do not waste Greenleaf Network's time. We don't have time for the Mickey Mouse bullshit. Eat a dick, die slow, and your balls is weak. Tell me about my client, the slanderizer. You already know, son. Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking slanderizer. Big shouts to everybody tuned in to the motherfucking show tonight. This Friday, what?
Big talk time.
Damn, talk time. That's sad.
We talk.
We got funny things to talk about. We talk caliber.
Yeah. You know, when some people, they just come back around after long time away of stunting. And sometimes her premonitions is fine. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they all the way 100%. And this was 100% of.
Bullshit.
Don't waste our time. Well, you ain't going to waste my time. Then you try to waste their time. No. We don't have none of that.
I'm gonna snap, and don't get mad when I snap.
And I'm looking for a nigga who's putting dick pictures in the phone.
Oh, what is that? No, thank you.
No, thank you, my nigga.
That's good.
So now, you already been warned already, B. Listen, I'm not going to say nothing else.
And you're in the fucking service?
Yeah, and you're in the military doing that, man. I got a lot of people in the military.
And don't be sending me no pictures asking to see none of my body parts. It's not going to happen. Let's speak on that. I'm going to start with that. What do you say about that, Twin, about people that do that on Facebook will send me pictures? Oh, send me pictures. Will send automatically send you pictures of their body parts and, you know, requesting you to send pictures. Yeah, what the fuck is that about? Or they calling you constantly, oh, I love you, and all kinds. That's called weirdo shit. Like, before Facebook, you just had people that just stalked you in the street. There was no social media that allowed you to do that. But now people can do it from the comfort of their home. You don't know who's doing it. If it's an old person, a lady, a man, you know, I mean, it's just, it makes you not even want to get the fuck on there. It's crazy.
And being in a life that we in, we have no choice but to get on social media. It sucks. But it's something that we deal with. I don't understand why people do this shit in general. Like nobody, if...
My block list is stuff.
Come on now, like, I think it's got to block you, you got to get reported. Like, we on there for business, like, unless you in a circle, there's nothing to talk about but business.
Why am I a target? Like, I'm not putting anything sexual out. I don't even take pictures. Why are you trying to set me off?
I don't understand.
What do you think about Obama doing? I didn't get to see it, but Obama did like a in the wilderness type of show. You know, him surviving in the wilderness. I just feel like, I mean, your term's not over, OB. You ain't got no time to be doing those survival kits. Get the fuck out of here. Are we good in the world? Are we in a good place where you got time to do that? Like, is the world over? I didn't hear that. Oh. I thought we were still fighting.
I want to talk.
I don't give a fuck. What are you
talking
about?
Let me one second before you go, bro. This quick.
Don't he look like LeBron James?
Fat LeBron James.
What do you say about McDonald's and McDonald's employees requested more money per hour at work? So instead of giving them more money and helping them out, McDonald's decided to get automated machines. Like, so, you know, you ever been to like Wawa? Or like one of those stores, and you order your food, you punch in what you want. That's what the people they basically giving people the opportunity for self takeout, for they don't have to. Yeah, they getting machines for self takeout, for they don't have to pay employees more. They can actually cut back on the employees for that.
Well, it's slime in a way, but in a way it's not, because McDonald's, like, y'all don't serve nothing new, so it's all the old shit. So you can offer that because it's a cheeseburger, Big Mac, or whatever. It's the same shit. You ain't getting nothing new.
Like,
that's a lot.
Somebody still got
But people want for McDonald's?
Yeah, it's for them to cut back on. You know what I mean? That's slime. That's really slime. Like, instead of, all right, fuck giving the employees more money, we're going to get these expensive-ass machines, but in time, they're going to pay for themselves, and you're going to get fired because I don't have to pay you no more.
I just feel like it's nothing new. It's kind of the way of the world, because this is 2016, and they said, I remember, and back in my day, in like 80s, whatever, and 90s, and they would say that, please, I was not born in no 50s, nigga. And they would say in 2000, oh, we're going to have flying cars, and it's not going to be people, and computers is going to control everything. So, kind of like what they say, and computers, as far as I'm concerned, meaning machines, different machines that's able to handle the same thing that a person can. And what makes it more, you know, fucked up is that the more people have the ability to make that possible, the more people complain about not going to work. And, you know, I'm talking about when you do get a job. You complain about not going to work, you're not coming to work on time, you're missing days and shit like that. That makes it, if you was a company owner and you had the ability to do that and you had employees that were doing those things, why wouldn't you say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to get the machine and I ain't got to worry about these niggas taking over. And I could pay once a month for the machine instead of paying you every week.
All right. Then you got to pay for the machine.
Right.
You're just paying for the electricity, once a month.
Kind of caused it on ourselves.
All right.
I'm a nigga who will take a date. Listen, listen, I'm not going.
That's fucked up. The machine, that's true. The machine going to be there every day.
Right.
It's not going nowhere.
Problem, and probably won't break for 2-3 years before it even starts fucking up.
All right. And then they got mechanics for the shit.
Don't
got to
eat.
Wow.
Don't need no lunch breaks.
You don't got to pay no salary to it.
And just think about it. Just think about in McDonald's. If you had, if they was to take all the chairs out of McDonald's and put those machines up, like 10 or 15 of them, like around, and they did, and they still kept the front,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a one or two people just in case
to
it gets too backed up.
The
people to make the food and the people to run the drive through. Who would you need inside of that? You wouldn't need. You wouldn't even barely need nobody to come in there and clean up because incredible. And then think about it: if McDonald's is doing it, why wouldn't Wendy's do it? And why wouldn't they do it? Because they always in competition with each other. They ain't going to want them to have something.
Burger King
was
going to do it next.
So, it's just...
I don't eat this, so I don't care.
They right.
Go to school.
Real talk. Go to school and don't...
Think about the McDonald's is the job that you get, some people get when you get out of school and can't, you know, minimum wage, whatever. Now you ain't
even
going to be able to go there.
I think the movie's called Super 8 or something like that. Go to school. Don't go to school to try to be no, I'm not knocking anybody trying to be no doctor or no lawyer. Go to school and learn how to build computers or how to fix them. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's where the future's going to take you to. Sooner or later, if you ever watch the movie, it's a kid's movie they got out called Super 8 or something like that. And it's basically the robot is like a doctor. It's the boy's friend and the doctor. The robot could look at you and scan your body and see what's wrong with you and fix you right there on the spot. So that's like, you know what I mean? That's something that's going to get worked on. That's something that they probably already developed, so.
They already got hoverboards.
Come on, like, just think about that.
Hovering skateboard, like Back to the Future.
Right.
The nigga from one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back bought his linemen all hoverboards. For those who don't know what a hoverboard is, if you ever saw Back to the Future, you remember that thing that Michael J. Fox was on back in the 80s that they say that they never had? So why all of a sudden in 2015 you got it now, or readily available? You already know, son. It's hovering. It's a skateboard that fucking hovers. That's crazy.
Like, so I'm waiting to see, and it's already there. That was last year I seen it, like the flying airplanes. I mean, the flying cars and stuff like that, because I think they got a car out right now that flies.
They had a car out for years already. They have cars out
already that are boats, too. Go right in the water. Go from one side to the other. So, like, the Range Rover and Land Rover basically could go up a wall.
So what are you going to do when it's just flying cars and you can't drive? What the fuck do those people do? I don't think they're going to make flying buses. So what the fuck are you going to do?
Oh, my God. Like, I know they already got, what is it, the cars that's driving themselves and everything that's driving. They got buses that's driving themselves. So sooner or later, a bus driver is going to lose their job, too.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. And you... What will run the world? Just machines.
Right. Machines and the people who know how to run them. So, like I said, the best thing for people to do is...
Go to school.
Right. Learn how to build computers. Learn how to fix them. Learn everything. Everything you should be about a computer. You should know all about computers. Not what the people are doing on the Bad Girls Club.
So what do you think is going to happen to those people who get out of school and don't want to continue their education in college and can't get a job, and there's just no jobs now because everything's ran by the world? What's going to happen? What the fuck's going to happen?
Now computers offer you to do anything and everything. So what you would learn how to, if you can't do any of that shit and you're not allowed to go to school, whatever, I understand why. There's programs out there. You can look and research if you're really trying to go to school. It should be a way for you to go there. And if not, you learn how to do this everything yourself. Learn how to do it yourself. Open up your own business.
Shout out to The Rock. His girlfriend's pregnant.
His girlfriend's pregnant. He's a kid that's probably going to be a wrestler.
Shout out to
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo. Shout out to Ric Flair, his daughter's the Divas champion.
Oh, I love Rawhide. He's the best. They always making fun of me because they got the name, the wrestling names wrong. I say what name they should be.
Rawhide is Ryback, man.
No. Ain't no Ryback. Nobody wants that.
It's Ryback. His name is not Rawhide.
Even you said Rawhide was better.
He do look like the nigga named Rawhide.
Shout out to Yusef.
Yeah, Yusef.
Who? Ghost?
Yusef and Goldberg.
Goldberg. The other Goldberg with the
Goldust.
Yellow suit on. The yellow and black suit on.
My twin's crazy, yo.
I don't understand. Like,
and she's calling Cuban. What is his name? Cuban Gooding. Cuban Gooding Jr. Terrence Howard.
That is
not Terrence Howard, yo. He's trying to say the nigga who played in what's the name of that? The Clumps. And he played in the Clumps, right?
Yeah, he did.
No, it wasn't the Clumps. It was Big Mama. Terrence Howard played up Big Mama. And this nigga played
up. I kind of fucking mixed up. Just like y'all know who Bruce Willis is.
And she's calling Jason, what's his name? Jason Statham, Bruce Willis.
That's why I get him mixed up.
I think you get him mixed up, twin. Bruce Willis is not the guy in the Transporter.
You got to see his face with his name.
And she's still going to say it just like she called it Sonic Sega.
That is
the whole
Sega.
That's the
like
system
you,
name.
No, it's like when you come out on stage and they be like, well, he's coming out on his stage. Sega.
No. His name is Sonic. The Hedgehog.
Sonic is the name of the game.
It's
not the Hedgehog.
He's a hedgehog.
I don't know what you're saying.
He's a fucking hedgehog.
That's not what he is. He's a little monkey thing.
He's a
hedgehog. Fucking hedgehog. Okay, let me see.
I wrote it.
See what else they got in the news. So Jermaine Dupri hosted a screening of Daddy Home with his adorable daughters. What do you say about Jermaine Dupri right now, as his career spans from beginning to
end? That's it, yo. That's it. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri for what he done already, but that is it. I don't want to see nothing else with Jermaine Dupri. Like, you fucked up on Janet, dog. You had Janet. And what the fuck was Janet Jackson thinking? Like, she was dead serious about that song. Doesn't matter what your friends say. Because I know her friends told her, like, why are you trying to talk to Jermaine Dupri for? Like, I respect him for what he done already, but Jermaine Dupri?
Janet Jackson.
Maybe he ate Janet's Dunko out. Maybe. That usually, so most of the time, that does it.
You think nobody else ate Janet Jackson?
I don't know, mate. I don't know, but whatever he did to her, she marry him? Then they did her, right? She married him. Did she marry him?
They were going to get married.
Oh, well, or possibly get ready to get married. So it was serious.
He changed her mind.
Well, let me say this on another note. Same Jermaine Dupri, ugliest thing in the world. Bail Bobby Shmurda out. Take this $2 million, my nigga. You owe me.
That's
my nigga.
Shmurda's coming.
So he's definitely down with, you already know what that means. He's on his label now. Yeah. So,
you coming over here.
Yeah. Finally.
Say that about Jermaine, but, you know, he's a boss. So I can see why his daddy went flocked him. He's a boss. He's not. You got to understand what she was raised by. You know, look how who her dad is. Her dad is a boss, very aggressive, an alpha male, and Jermaine is exactly that, and a little puny thing. And look at her dad, a little puny thing.
I'm saying, like, look, I'm just saying, like, they didn't make I just personally, myself, I just don't think they made a nice couple.
But I was just saying, with her, as far as look at how her dad looked, like, she probably could see beyond beauty because he's terrible. She'll see
face
because he's, and then you have to think,
she was getting married,
but look how beautiful all of them are. You know what I mean? So pretty to where you can't, she can't see ugly. You know what I mean? Like she's, and then her mom, no disrespect to her, but her mom is ugly. Like they both ugly.
Damn.
Like the kids, all of the kids look great. Like they all good looking. They all look good.
Yeah. But Janet's probably tight.
But the right mom and dad,
stop talking about my mama.
They really, really.
Yeah, we need that's coming.
You mean to tell me you could look at Janet Jackson's mother and say that's her mother? Bitch, get the fuck out.
Maybe about 60 years.
No way.
What's this new thing that they got? You know, they come out with so much new. They don't do that. They come out with so much new exercise stuff. It's called the body action system.
You gotta see him kick that nail. He was so.
I need one of those. That's like it's basically a punching bag.
What you say about, and you watch it so I can ask you. What you say about Kim Fields on Real Housewives? They saying that they about to kick her off because she's boring.
I don't even know.
How you going to get kicked off the show because you're boring?
You see, I don't even know who that is. But
yeah, this one. That
she must really be boring.
That they added to the show.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She must really be boring because I do not know who she is. And she don't even look familiar. Like I probably never looked at her when she was on the screen.
Oh, my God. You watched this whole fucking show. You saw her cover on. You watched the episode with the sister.
Yeah, I don't remember who she is.
So they have a Navy SEAL flashlight that they said is selling out fast. What exactly is a Navy SEAL flashlight? Like, what the fuck is it?
Trick the government track.
That's your cell phone, though.
What? Do you know what that is?
No.
And they sell them out fast, so I want to, you know, warn people or tell them to make sure they're purchasing these things. Like,
click on it and find out what's so special about this flashlight. Like,
and while we're waiting for that to come up, what do you say about the government being able to control more of social media? Like, they can, like, Facebook and Instagram, that shit is no more, that shit is not private.
It's not that they control it, it's that somebody comes out with the idea of a website and it goes viral and everybody's crazy about it and it's talked about everywhere. So what they do is they buy it, like they pay for it, and now they control it. So that's what's going on. Like they pay for all the main websites that's going crazy, but they could control it and see what you talk about. And if you talk about anything out of the ordinary, expect to get arrested. You're going to jail.
What do you say about Donald Trump saying he's going to get most of the black vote? he's 100, but like he's convinced.
Donald's going to win.
I'm scared about that. I'm scared about that, like, because this is the nigga who fires people about to be the president. Like, he made his career on firing people. So
fire some of these niggas in the White House. You don't need all them motherfuckers getting all hundreds of millions of dollars down there, hundreds of thousands of dollars for do nothing, sitting in the fucking office,
doing nothing. Some of those departments can be eliminated, yo. Y'all niggas is over there making too much bread and ain't doing shit out here in the streets. Nothing. How do you give yourself a raise? What type of shit is that? With my tax money? You just gonna fuck it. I'm just getting myself. I think I need an extra 50 grand this year. I need an extra 50,000 dollars this year. I'm gonna just write that on in.
So
what'd you say, 2015, for those who house buyers, mortgage rates take a huge dip. It's at 2.97%. That's, like, excellent. I've never, ever seen it that way before. And, you know, for people who want to purchase a home and a car, everybody that is advertising cars and houses, I've never seen that before. Like a person, like the companies, they're saying out their own mouth, this is the best time to buy a car. No matter your credit, no matter what it is, right now, get it right now. They never used to say that before. They would say, purchase this car subject of your credit is blah 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 blah. It's more and more commercials that don't care about your credit being fucked up and things like that. And I just want to say this. Take advantage of that. And I say this because, you know, my mom, she has very good credit, yet she's always worried and crying about bills. And I make sure my bills pay. Don't not get a fucking car because you worry about what the payment is going to be or I'm not. Listen. You need a car, you can afford it, you can make ends meet, get it. You need a house, you can afford it, you can make ends meet, get it. This is 2016, son. You might not see next year. Get it and live that dream out. Live your dream. I guess that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm doing. That's why I said that.
That's why she said that. I'm saying, I feel like it's either two reasons why they're doing this right now. I feel like the government is trying to make everything cheaper so they could have tags, like suck you in and have money to pay for shit. They trying to get us. They getting more bread for clothes. Oh, look at that shit. Yo, I'm going to put this out there. Females, it's okay to work out, but when your body start looking like a dude, like you... Come on. That is disgusting.
You don't like glasses. I think glasses.
Six pack. If you got a six pack coming in, that's fine. But your six pack is like a dude. Like you look like you ready to get, you look like you ready to go to war, which is, I'm good. That's disgusting. That is very disgusting. Like even once the six, once you can see the six pack, it's disgusting.
Yo.
So that's like, you know what I mean? That's not gonna impress me. If you going to the gym every day, that's fine. That's all. That's nice and all, but that whole six pack with muscles, it's not gonna impress me. That's why I said that.
Well, tomorrow's Dutch Night.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow, y'all. It is Dutch Night. We're going to turn up tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. If you missed the show, make sure you go back to them archives. We appreciate everybody for all those archives. I'm very proud of you. I wrote a song about it. I like to hear it. Here it goes.
Those who are looking for the clothes, tell them what it is.
If you're looking for the clothes, you can go on Greenleaf Network, Sindif, that's SIMDIF.com, or you can contact Duchess or myself on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just Google.
The grass is greener on the other side.
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna rock. Money, 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 money. Get that bread cause it's Greenleaf Law and the Mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside.
So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf, Law, and the Mafia head. Ain't shit. Always spitting better, better than my last verse. If I hit it from the back, I make that ass hurt. I know life is a bitch, so I bagged her. It's Mr. Voy Flush, put a mad work. Beef with Smokey the Bear. I'm burning mad trees. Can't stop me, niggas behind me. Like my ass cheese. Stay snog and ball. It's like an athlete, and I'm gon' fuck all you pussies into your ass. Queef. Greenleaf is in a building. The Mafia's in a building. A-State's your favorite villain. Your villain, cause I be killing. I kill them, cause thus they get them. I get them, and I reveal them. Feeling is I'm a villain. They feel them, but they ain't feel them. Know me. I'm an all star nigga. Kobe and a nigga OG. About my bread like bologna, icy like snowy. I remember it was only me and my homies, and we had to get the Dobie Roadie. I could get a lot, but I ain't get enough.
No.
Not in the deer meat, but I could get a buck.
Buck.
My team is all I got, I never give it up.
Ooh. Give it up.
Make it to the top, and we gon' live it up. I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna pop. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf, Law, and the Mafia head.
What?
I said the grass never green on the upside. So I'm sticking with my team that's gonna ride. Money, 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 money. Get that bread, cause it's Greenleaf, Law, and the Mafia head.
Thought I was never gonna make it, huh? Tell the truth, you a hater, ass bitch. I wrote it just for you. See, it's chicken heads, snitches, and bitches of your caliber. You'll never be a duchess. You don't know the fuck how to. I speak in terms of royalty, not talking tobacco. 2 minute warning, watch the angle.